From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man is dead after a fatal industrial accident. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies Monday dispatched to a rural property near Trinidad for the report of an industrial accident. Once they got there, witnesses said a 29-year-old man was clearing brush on the property using a chainsaw when the tool kicked back at him. The victim sustained fatal injuries. Humboldt County Sheriffs continue their investigation. Also, yesterday at about 10:30 in the morning, a 2002 Toyota 4Runner driven by a man was traveling southbound on State Route 254 north of Myers Flat. For reasons still unknown, the Toyota crossed over the double yellow center line into oncoming traffic, then traveled over the west side of the roadway, the Toyota traveling about 35 feet down an embankment and hit multiple trees. As a result, the driver sustained fatal injuries, pronounced dead at the scene, the name currently being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It's unknown at this time if drugs or alcohol were factors in the collision. Meantime, an update on a story we told you about last week, an SUV carrying a large family from Washington State accelerated straight off a cliff in Mendocino County, and authorities say the deadly wreck may have been intentional. Information pulled from the vehicle's software shows it was stopped at a flat dirt pull-off area before it sped off the steep, rocky face and plunged 100 feet. That's according to Captain Greg Bartz with California Highway Patrol. Speaking at a news conference, Bartz said the electronic information, combined with the lack of skid marks or signs the driver braked, led authorities to believe the crash was purposeful. Five members of the Hart family were found dead, the search continuing for three more children believed to have been in the vehicle when it went over the coastal overlook and landed on the rocks in the ocean below. The missing children may have been washed out to sea, according to authorities. Humboldt State University campus will soon undergo major changes with a $34 million seismic retrofit on the library and theater arts buildings, scheduled to be done in fall of next year. There will be some major changes during construction, including the closure of parts of the library, full closure of the theater arts building, relocation of some offices, classrooms, and programs, and the temporary construction of modular buildings on campus. Certain campus roadways and walkways will be fenced off as well, changing accessibility routes during the project. They determined that these particular parts of the campus were most vulnerable to seismic activity. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.